भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायण नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदायो नमो नमः। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोविष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामैहं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताक्षं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकम्। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांता श्री राधा कांता नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 59 द किलिंग ऑफ द डीमन नरका टेक्स्ट 32। श्री सुक उवाच इति भूमि अर्थितो भागवीर भगवान भक्ति नर्मया भगवान भक्ति नम्रया द्वाताभ्यं भौमगृहं प्रविशत सकलर्धिमत। श्री सुक उवाच इति भूमि अर्थितो भागभीर भगवान भक्ति नम्रया दत्त्वा भयं होमगृहं प्राविशत सकलार्धिमात। श्री शुक उवाच इति भूमि अर्थितो भागभी भगवान भक्ति नम्रया दत्त्वा भयं भौमगृहम् प्राविशत सकलार्धिमात्। What is this? What to a translation? Sri Sukovacha, Sukadeva Goswami said, Iti, thus, Bhumi, by Goddess Bhumi, Arthitaha, prayed to, Bhagavihi, in those words, Bhagavan, the Supreme Lord, Bhakti, with devotion, Namraya, humble, dattva, giving, avayam, fearlessness, bhoma gruham, the residence of bhomasura, pravisat, he entered, sakala, all, riddhi, with opulences, mat, endowed. Translation by humble disciples of His Divine Grace Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Sukadeva Goswami said, thus entreated by Goddess Bhumi in words of humble devotion, the Supreme Lord bestowed fearlessness upon her grandson and then entered Bhomasura's palace, which was filled with all manner of riches. There is no purpose. We'll go to the text 33. Translation. There, Lord Krishna saw 16,000 royal maidens whom Bhoma had taken by force from various kings. Srila Sridhar Swami provides evidence from the sage Parasar as quoted in the Vishnu Purana, to the effect that there were actually 16,100 royal maidens imprisoned in Bhoma's palace. The translation of verse says 16,000. Sridhar Swami is adding 100 more. Then he quotes this Vishnu Purana. Kanyapure sa kanyanam soda sutalya vikramaha satabdhikani dadrishe sahasrani mahamate. That sahasrani, 100 extra is added. So within the maiden's quarters, O wise one, that the Lord of unequalled prowess found 16,100 princesses. Another relevant verse from Vishnu Purana is as follows. The demon Bhomasur kidnapped the unmarried daughters of demigods, siddhas, asuras and kings, O Janardhan, and imprisoned them in his palace. So this is a short purport to this kind of controversial pastime, because it covers you. Because, you know, marrying so many princesses is something that creates waves of different kind of reactions in common man's mind. So in this particular verse we see that actually Krishna is entering the palace and he sees all these maidens, the princesses. So we saw that how Krishna with Satyabhama, he attacks this fort of Bhamasura. And we can think like that, the way it is described, if you read, it appears to be an, thank you, it appears to be an abode of ignorance. The way it is described, how it is like, and he is called Narakasura, that the whole place, although very opulent, but appears to be like hellish in the sense that it is dark and all kind of magic weaponries were there and things like that. And Krishna crashes very effortlessly, one after other, and finally he kills Narakasura. And Bhumi, who is actually mother of Narakasura, she is offering her beautiful prayers, which is concluded yesterday. And in the very beginning of the verse, she says, he describes Krishna as a super soul. And the acharyas comment that she is specifically uses the word super soul because as super soul, Krishna knows the sincerity of her purpose. Therefore, her prayers to Krishna, although her son was killed, is actually pure and it is not any biased. So there is a, no, naturally all the mothers are attached to their kids, their children, and nobody would like to them to be killed in front of them. It's like something horrible. But before Krishna actually goes to this war, it is explained, he takes specifically Satyabhama, because Bhumi is expansion of Satyabhama. When I heard about this for the first time, I thought Krishna is going for a war, you know, and he wants to show his prowess to his queen, and it's like something adventurous for Satyabhama. But actually, when I read about this, it is quite a moving thing, because Krishna wants to take Satyabhama so that she can give the permission to him to kill. So it was no adventure, and this is a very horrible thing that was happening. And Krishna was explaining to Satyabhama that if one of the sons of the demigods become a demon, what should they do? And to demonstrate that, he is killing his own son who happens to be a demon. So then Satyabhama said, are you going to change your will in this regard? He said, no, I'm going to, because like Dhritarashtra could not do that with Duryodhan. But here Krishna is saying, the demigods, if they have a kid like that, what to do? So then Satyabhama is asking, then why are you taking me? Will you give him a chance? So Krishna says, I can't give him a chance. But then why are you taking me? He said, you can give him a chance as a mother. Because no matter how demonic a person is, the mother always takes care of them without any reservation. And because of that, these people have, if they have faith in anybody, they don't have faith in God also, but they have faith in their mothers. And Krishna thought, by seeing Satyabhama and Bhumi, probably he will change his mind. This is my speculation. But it makes sense. So Krishna is trying all different things, carrying Satyabhama, and finally he is not to be changed, so he was destroyed. When he was destroyed, even Bhumi Devi, she understands that whatever Krishna does, is for good, that faith she has. In that situation, a devotee mother never loses faith in Krishna. She's a devotee mother for me. So she starts offering all prayers, and finally she brings in the grandson or son of Narakasura so that Krishna can bless him. And of course Krishna blesses him. In this today's verse we see that he says Abhyapradan, gives fearlessness. So your father was killed by me, but you don't worry, you will be taken care. And mother of course sees that children and grandchildren are all well taken care. And this is how this thing ends. But then next is Krishna is entering the palace and he sees all these 16,100 princesses bound up. So people speak about it, he married so many ladies and different kind of horrible words people use to describe. But the acharyas, they actually bring out the true meaning behind his pastimes, that how Krishna actually gave protection to women. And this is a very hot issue nowadays in the local media. Or maybe aajkal local nahi, sab global hai. Everything is global, things just goes. The acharyas, Krishna and of course his pure devotees, they truly care for the woman. And this is an example where the acharyas actually explain. Actually I had no idea about this particular pastime. Even in study Bhagavatam, very few verses are mentioned. And Sukadev Goswami speaks very briefly about the Krishna sends them off to Dwarka, then later he marries them and keeps each of them in separate palaces, things like that. So to counteract the kind of opinions people make outside is very difficult to understand from this. But the acharyas are very merciful. So actually when I saw this drama by Shridama Prabhu, Kishori Mataji, and the kids were from this year only, drama festival, those of you are there, they actually performed this pastime very nicely, very accurately. It was very inspiring. I really liked the drama. So while preparing for this class, I was thinking what to speak. Suddenly I remembered this drama. Then I called up Shridama Prabhu. Then I said, I want to know what was happening with this princess when they're in the cave. What was the thoughts that they were going through? And what happened when they actually met Krishna? What is the conversation? The drama was based on this. Then he told me actually the whole script was given by Govind Prabhu, because he is very expert in research and there's so many, saints have written so many things. It's beautiful episodes and he has collected, and then it was put in a drama form. Then I went through that script he sent me by mail. I went through that script and I thought, because in such a short time, my memory is also very low, I can't memorize. I thought, I'll just share with all of you this very nice way it was presented. Now Krishna is called Urukrama. Urukrama is famous for uncommon activities. So marrying so many queens is actually uncommon activities. So it is explained, when Krishna brought all these ladies to Dwarka, then Devaki mother, she is asking, why you brought so many ladies here? And Krishna answers those questions. They are really wondering, one is okay, five is okay, ten is okay, but 16,000. Mother, as a mother, she was worried. In our yatra, we have 4,000 crowd, and you have seen 16,000 four times that. It's a whole, she says, it's a whole Nari Sena, means army of ladies. So Urukram means uncommon activities. Even Krishna speaking Bhagavad Gita is also uncommon. In the battlefield, he spoke, some 700 verses. And that is still discussed by big scholars Even in AC room, we cannot understand what it is. In battlefield, Arjun could contemplate and understood the whole thing. And he spoke it there. So all of his activities are uncommon actually. But then, to appreciate his activities is something that is very difficult. Unless we hear them submissively in Guru Parampara system. And with a proper service attitude. Two things. Krishna says in Gita, Tadvidhi Pranipatana Pariprashnana Sevaya. Sevaya means submissive. Submissive hearing, Sevaya means service attitude. Then this self-realized soul can actually help us. And Krishna reveals himself gradually. Krishna reveals. He unfolds himself. The mystery behind all these leelas, pastimes, the mystery is actually unfolded. Gradually, depending on our submission and our service attitude. Otherwise it will never be, it will always be a miracle or a kind of confusing different types of, I'm not getting the right word, puzzle. It remains a puzzle to us. So, and this kind of pastimes especially puzzles the impersonalists. Because first of all, that to accept one person as God is different, difficult. At the same time, this person expands so many forms. Not only that, he marries so many ladies and they get bewildered by all these things. Totally bewildered. So therefore, to hear from the pure devotees of the Lord and in that line is something that will clarify what's going on here. So when we hear such things, then we understand Krishna marrying all these ladies is not just a mere fact of attraction. In fact, Krishna enters that prison cells and he tells all the princesses, do not fear. Actually, they got all scared. The war was going on outside. They're inside the jail. War was going on outside. So when it actually Krishna crashes in, broke inside, they were really scared. Now what? You know, already kidnapped. Now what's going to happen next? That was the fear. They were like kind of shocked, shocking state. Then when they saw Satyabhama, you know, mother of all basically, Bhumi Devi, as a source of Bhumi Devi, then they are immediately kind of pacified. There is some hope. And then they meet Krishna. So, but before that, it is explained, while in the jail, they are in a very miserable state. Bhomasur is actually fond of stealing, looks like. And he stole the earrings of mother of Indra. He stole umbrella of Varundev. Whatever best thing he saw anywhere, he just stole them. And Krishna was telling Satyabhama, tomorrow this guy will come and steal my Sudarshan Chakra. No, he's stealing, so we have to do something about it. We have to take care of him like that. So he kidnapped so many princesses. And they are from different cities, different places of India and Siddhaloka, Chanaloka on heavenly planet, so many places. Their languages are a lot different. Even if they want to communicate, you know, it must have taken some time. Their language is different, their appearances are different, their looks are different. They're all together. And they're wondering what's going to happen. So they kind of describe how some say that I was kidnapped. I still remember a day Narakasur kidnapped me. I was playing in the garden with my friends when he appeared and cut me by my hair and he threw me in his chariot. Nobody could save me. Just took her away. Another says, in fact, I was in the temple of goddess Amba. And I was in the midst of worship when Narakasura attacked my soldiers. killed them and dragged me to a chariot. I wonder if my parents even know where I am and who has kidnapped me. So this is the kind of discussion that they would be having. A lot of miseries and sorrow and the darkness. They are wondering what will be our fate. Will we ever see the rays of sun again? Nobody can even come to rescue us. So in this way they were like discussing. And of course, some of them heard about Krishna kidnapping Rukmini. So these ladies are also kidnapped. But then they are kidnapped by Bhaumasura. And Rukmini was also kidnapped by Lord Krishna himself. So Rama Swami Maharaj was very nicely explaining this Rukmini Haran pastime, in which he was saying how Ravana tried to kidnap Mother Sita and tried to marry, but he couldn't do that. Whereas Krishna also kidnapped Rukmini and married her also, right in front of Shishupal and all the armies, whereas Ravana kidnapped in his absence. So Krishna kidnapped right in front of him, then marry her also. It is a very beautiful pastime. And these ladies, they knew about these stories. And they would discuss that if anybody who can actually rescue us is none other than Krishna. And there is nobody else who can do it. And in this way, they were meditating and praying that Krishna, who is independent Supreme Lord, maybe if he wants, he can actually come and rescue. And that thing actually happens. And here we see that Lord Krishna actually enters and he reaches there. So, Krishna immediately assures them, don't worry, you know, I am Krishna, son of Vasudev, I am son of Mother Yashoda and Mother Devaki. You don't have to wait, you have no fear from my side. In fact, I have come to give you fearlessness. So you be calm and quiet, don't worry. And then he says, I will make all the arrangements to send you to your respective kingdom. Don't get scared. Then he says, this is my queen Satyabhama. And he says, we reside in Dwarka. And to pacify them, he says, tell me about yourselves. Ask them about themselves. 16,100. Some says, I am from Vidarbha, I am from Kaushal, I am from Magad, I am from Mathura, some says. They says, I am from so many different places, so many kings, so many, you know, princesses. Then they say, we are all kidnapped. And they're all kind of crying, sobbing, shivering. So Krishna has looked at them in a very compassionate way, trying to console them. And that time, they were saying, we are all kidnapped. We don't know how much time has happened or passed. We do not know how should we tell you. Just think of their situation. Each one of us are from different place. Our language is different. There are so many caves here and we are all imprisoned here. Who will accept us now? So that was the next concern. The people who are in jail because of committing certain crimes, even they feel bad to come out because it is very difficult to face the society outside. Once you have committed the crime, you know, so difficult, because society makes things so difficult. Even a person is accepting the guilt and undergone the the penances or whatever it is through the process of in the jail, whatever he goes through. But still, the person, any good person who has gone through some mistakes, because you know, crazy world, crazy thing happens, they still feel, how am I going to face the world? And if the society doesn't accept them properly, they end up doing crime again. That's how things happen. So here they are thinking that we have actually not done any mistakes. Nothing is our fault. We are at our you know, palaces. We are all protected. But this person kidnapped us. But when we go back, the society will not accept us. They will not blame him. They will blame us. So what to do? So that's how they are explaining that we have no hopes. Once we stayed in the house of a demon, who will accept us? Who will give us shelter? Nobody will trust us. So Krishna says, are you all his wives? Did Narakasura marry you? They said, no, he didn't marry. He just kidnapped and kept us imprisoned but never touched us. He is a mad fellow basically. Some kind of madness. He just kidnapped them, kept them in the prison. For no, you know, what kind of pleasure he got? It's a mode of ignorance. Such people are there. And he was one of them. He was like king of all of them. But never touched us also. Imprisoned but never touched us. But who will understand our predicament? Who will accept that we are pure? Outside world will not trust us. Then they say the fact to emphasize. See, even the people of Ayodhya doubted Mother Sita. People of Ayodhya are the highest category. They are like very civilized, very advanced. They actually respected Mother Sita. They loved to see Sitaram together in Ayodhya. Wanted to be Rama's king, Sita's queen. But when Ravana kidnapped, these ladies are saying, even people of Ayodhya doubted Goddess Sita. And she was banished to forest. Even Lord Ram could not do anything. You know, this society is so powerful. Even the God of Supreme Personality of Godhead could not do anything about it. He had to kind of accept the situation. So that is the power of these, you know, kind of the pressure. So another princess is saying, O Krishna, O Supreme Lord, a woman does not need only food, clothes, ornament and shelter. For a man, if these things are available, it's okay. Food, clothes, ornaments and shelter. If we have, fine. Even ornaments not required. Food, clothes, shelter. That's all is required for a man to live. But then says, but a woman, she needs self-respect. If that is not there, then she cannot survive. So, without that, people do not let her survive. If that self-respect is not there, people will not let her live comfortably. I mean, they will not let her live only. So, who will dare to accept those girls who have been kidnapped by Narakasura and have spent days and nights here? We know that we are pure, our soul is pure. But all the dealings with the society are with these bodies. And who will marry us, so-called contaminated body, and destroy their image in society? So people are very image conscious in this world. So what Krishna is going through when hearing these things? Now the question is Krishna image conscious? They are saying, so-called contaminated body and destroy their image in society. Then they are saying, our self-respect is now the only food that we have, that we need. The only food that we need is self-respect. Will there somebody who will respect us in the society? We don't know how long we stay here in caves. To destroy our chastity takes few moments. If a man forcibly touches us and contaminates us, the society does not tell them anything. If a pot of voga is touched by a dog or a cat, it is discarded, not used for anything else. So similarly, if a woman is touched, it's the man who is forcibly doing it, but society rejects the woman. So that's what the situation is. And who's going to accept us? That was their plea. They're pleading like this. Then they say, Krishna is saying, the sun, the moon, the air, the earth are the witness of your purity. You have not committed any sin. You cannot stay here. Narakasura is dead. Whatever happened in the past is happened. Just forget the whole thing. It is not possible for me to erase that from your life, Krishna is saying. It's not possible for me to erase that. But we should think of future. I think this place is demoniac, not safe for all of you to reside. Even son of Narakasura can harass you. All of you discuss and tell me your decision what to do. Then Krishna is asking Satyabhama, what is their future? Satyabhama says, my lord, when my father died, I was anath. If you would not have accepted me, what would have happened to me? From where do we get? And then she is saying, for all the 16,100, where are we going to get 16,100 boys? You know, society is so, you know, aggressive in rejecting such situations. One or two, dhoond lenge kahin se, theek hai. Koi na koi to rahega, jo accept karega. But 16,100, she is thinking like this, you know. That's her simplicity. It's motherly. Where will you get all these things, all these people? Then Krishna says, what should you do? What should we do? She says, I am not able to understand what to do. Then Krishna is saying, Bhumi never feels like burden of living entities. If a cloud bursts and gives water only at one place, it causes destruction. But if it sprinkles water over a huge land, makes that place more prosperous. Bhumi knows this. She accepts all water and distributes it to river, pond, forest, and finally goes to ocean. You are Bhumi and I am ocean. All these girls are like raindrops. They will come in the ocean. I have the capacity to accept them. So Krishna tells, you don't worry, even 16,000 boys you don't get, it's fine. I personally can accept. But then, that is his decision. The princesses, they have to decide what to do. Krishna is already ready from his side. So, Krishna is telling, please tell me without hesitation and fear, where do you want to go? I have no personal motivation in releasing you. I have done my duty. Now you tell me what you have. Then they say, we have only two paths. One, jump from this mountain and destroy our body, because the pain of living and hearing the taunting words of the society will be much more than the pain of committing suicide. Then Krishna says, you can't do that. Because suicide is the worst of all sins. And there is nothing we can do to counteract that sin. That's how horrible it is. Krishna is saying, so you just can't do this. It's out of question. Please do not indulge in this sin. Have courage. Begin a new life. Krishna is encouraging them. Begin a new life. Then he asks, what is the second path? Then they say, in a very sigh and, you know, their desire to accept Krishna's husband, they're saying, second path is to come to Dwaraka and engage in loving service of a lotus feet. But whenever we say, Krishna, I am yours, Krishna has already accepted. Satyabhama, we just expect to Satyabhama, I can accept all of them. No issues, no problem. But when you say that, Krishna, I am yours, then Krishna tests to make sure that they really mean it. They really mean it. Like I remember once Radha Swami Maharaj giving a class, he was saying, if somebody invites you to take prasad, You should not accept immediately. If they are really interested to call you, they will call again and again. And when they call you again and again, then you can say, okay. That is the... So, I am sorry to, you know, mix up the things. But here Krishna is... They are saying, we are ready. But Krishna is saying, you know, in a very different way. He started speaking to them in a different way. He is saying, what do you say? You all come to Dwarka. I hope I have not done a blunder by releasing all of you. Krishna is now speaking in a different way so that they feel that this person doesn't care for us and things like that. So they will try to think of some other person. He says, where will I keep all of you? Even in Yadav Kula, we have not so many sons. He's thinking about other boys marrying them. You want to serve my feet? I have only 2 feet and already 8 queens to serve them. There is enough competition amongst them. If I take all of you, the world will condemn me. And if I don't take, I will get the sin of suicide of all of you. Death is not solution of all problems. He's giving some philosophy. And we should try to find the solution of our life problems in life, in living, not in death. Because we are all living, so life is living. So living means solution should be also in the form of living, not in the form of death. So if all of you go to your parents' home, what is the problem? Then they say, no, the day we were kidnapped by Narakasur, our family members have rejected us. They have performed last rites. Bhishma got Amba from Kashi for his brother. But what happened to her? Ultimately, she entered fire. Krishna said, no. I will not let this happen to all of you. Amba loved another person. That is why no one wanted to accept her. Bhishma is not the cause. Then they are reminding Krishna, saying, Prabhu, Amba suffered because of Bhishma refused to accept her. Krishna says, Bhishma has already taken a vow of celibacy. How could he accept her? And they say, we are not discussing about Bhishma, we are discussing about Amba. Don't forget that. This Amba is going through the problem. So, Satyabhama actually clarifies, says, actually they are all in the same situation as Amba. And you are in the position of Bhishma. And if you are not Brahmachari, the thing is that you are not Brahmachari like Bhishma. That means you can accept them. If they go to their house, no one will accept them. They all are requesting you to accept them. If you don't accept, they will give up their bodies like Amba. They have no other choice. So then Krishna is basically saying, okay, Krishna says, I, Devakinandan Krishna, will marry all of you. Then he gives them that promise. So we see that here Krishna had no intention in trying to enjoy. The whole episode actually points that how he cares for the respect for women. And he actually marries them. Not just marries them and keeps them kind of thing, but he actually gives time, he makes them happy, he gives them all different palaces, he expands himself 16,000 forms, and is explained that in fact Krishna performed all the marriages properly. And that properly, what is described by Vaishnava Thakur Pad, he says properly means every marriage, even Devaki, Vasudeva, all are present. That means all the Dwaraka Vasis, they also expanded to 16,000 forms. Because the marriage means everybody has to be there. It's not that Krishna is marrying, Devaki is here and Krishna is marrying different princesses. So, all the parents, all his associates were together and the marriages were taking place. And Krishna actually gave so much to them, returned their self-respect by accepting them, that although each queen had many, many maid servants, they always performed all the service to Krishna personally. So, you know, if there is no love on Krishna's side, यू नो पैलेसेस देयर सो मेनी मेडिसिन में ओके भगवान आए सेवा कर लो यू नो आप आरती कर लो आज का आप कुकिंग कर लो आज का थिंग्स लाइक दैट बट बिकॉज कृष्णा एक्चुअली गेव देम व्हाट दे आस्क्ड फॉर सो दे सरेंडर्ड देयर एंटायर लाइफ टू कृष्णा सर्विंग इन अ वेरी प्लीजिंग एंड पर्सनल मैनर दिस इज बेसिकली द पास्ट टाइम एंड we see in one sense all of us are also kind of encased in this ignorance in the cave and we are living with our own narakasuras within the heart so but then we have to express our desire to accept krishna krishna will definitely kill the demons within and we can be released and engaged in Krishna service. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki. This is a long past time, but just spoken in a short way. Any comments or questions?